What's going on?
Frank wasn't ready for that. My name is Marcus.
My name's Tom.
Hi.
Thanks so much.
This is a short and sweet. What are we doing today, Tom?
We're doing Throw on the Pow. Love it, hate it, we debate it, except for today where we have a specific topic. What's that topic, Marcus?
The topic is best or best of or favorite.
Or best.
Christmas film of all time.
Of Christmas.
Yeah, how about of all time?
Frank, stay out of it.
Just okay, really annoying that we have to keep giving this note.
Apologies.
You don't listen.
You fucking assholes.
Whoa, language. So sue me.
Whoa.
All right, phenomenal.
All right,
bit.
Let's do
really?
It.
Really?
Really?
Really. All right.
Favorite Christmas film?
Yeah.
Go. Elf.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Can we? Oh. Whoa.
Home Alone. We're just naming them? We're just doing
it? I wanted
it?
To preface this first, but okay.
What's there to preface? It's pretty easy.
I guess the Santa Claus.
Oh,
the Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Ah.
Really?
Well. Yeah.
Why?
We'll talk about this, won't we?
When?
Let's talk about this.
Okay. Well, I wanted to preface this by saying we've all named actual legitimate Christmas films.
Yes.
Because the argument is, as everybody knows, some things just aren't. How do you divide?
How do you define a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I think a movie that's about the Christmas themes. It's not just occurring at Christmas time.
Yep.
It's about Santa. It's about family. It's about presents. It's about happiness.
By default, it has to include Santa at some capacity, right?
Yeah, at least someone has to say Santa, or maybe you see some iconography that is very...
We are doing this because we all watched Red One with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a wonderful Christmas movie, maybe the best there's ever been made.
Can I ask then?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, it was too much of a bummer to even get on board with.
J.K. Simmons is busting.
Is Elf a Christmas film?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, obviously. Yes.
Okay, then that might actually be it.
Because
I changed my mind.
Elf. Santa!
Yeah, Elf is my favourite Christmas film. Yeah,
Muppet Christmas Carol doesn't have Santa in it.
Okay, but
it's
Muppet,
a Dickens.
It's also
that's fine.
A that Christmas counts, Carol.
It absolutely qualifies.
Yes.
Plus,
that is my second favourite.
I love that movie. It's so silly. And
we
wonderful.
Watched that a lot growing up.
Yeah, that was
Michael Caine gives the most serious performance of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of does.
He just goes
it's
for
so
it.
Dark.
He's just like these fucking
there's Muppets. Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of wild.
What's the other Ryan Reynolds one where he has that same thing? What's that called?
Where he does the same thing as Michael Caine?
Ryan Reynolds does the same thing he always does.
Yeah, but he's visited by the ghosts, not ghosts of girlfriend's past, ghosts of Christmas past.
The ghost of girlfriend's past is Chris Evans, isn't it?
No.
Matthew McConaughey and Amanda Peet. Yeah.
And Emma Stone in a very early role.
How about that?
Wowzers.
Wowzers indeed.
Wowzers.
Look,
should look this
any
up.
Any close contenders, Tom?
Spirited. That's the one with him and Will Ferrell and they sing. It's actually pretty great.
I heard it was kind of rubbish.
Yeah, but you hear everything's kind of rubbish with Ryan Reynolds in it and then you don't care for it, don't you?
That sounded very personal.
Sorry.
Frank getting personal about Ryan Reynolds?
Immediately getting aggressive.
No.
I apologize.
Wow. Tom, do you have a close contender?
Yeah, but like my issue is that
you just
lay down the rules.
I did, so movie. Just say it.
I don't have movies that fit those rules.
Just tell me.
Well, one of my favorite Christmas movies is Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring.
Because they all came out on Boxing Day?
Because I got that DVD when I was 9, I suppose. And it was just one of those things. I got it for Christmas and I was like, I'm just going to watch this all the time. And I was still watching it all the time by the time Christmas rolled around 2 or 3 years.
So it is a film that you watch at Christmas time.
And haven't for a while.
Wait, are you saying on average you watch it 365 times a year? Is that what you're saying?
That's how many Christmases
like
in a year. Yes. 3.5 hour movie.
I watched it so many times and it felt like Christmas to me for a long time. And
well,
it still kind of does.
That's
in
cute.
Bruges, a little bit. Is sort of a Christmassy movie.
Thomas,
I know.
No,
Marcus laid down the rules, and I'm like, well, I haven't done that. I've just done
no,
my Christmas Carol.
Why would you think
well,
that's
think
a Christmas?
You've
why
opened
would you
up
even
a third division
in?
Where it's like this film had a Christmas tree in it at some point.
He's not even thinking that. He's thinking, I like it. It makes me feel like Christmas.
I know.
You're fucking way off, mate. Wow,
that is single-handedly the most Australian you've ever sounded.
Yeah.
Also,
ever.
Language, I apologize.
No, it's all right. You are correct. I mostly have films that I associate with Christmas, that I associate with watching at a time where I feel comfortable. Not many of them are Christmas movies. Obviously, Love Actually,
I'll just open this imaginary present I've got here. Just hang on. Let me just check.
Love Actually. Oh,
it's never
good. Tom, you're an idiot. That's what it says.
Tom, no one cares about your life. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
Why do you guys get me the same thing every year?
What about National Lampoon? Christmas.
See,
bless you.
Good question. I nearly put it on the list and then I thought about it. I was like, I watch that film. Flick watches it every year. That's probably her favorite. Something about Chevy Chase really.
Yeah, because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to watch.
It kind of ruined it, it. Chevy Chase can actually ruin Christmas for you in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has for many of his family members.
I'd say all of his children.
That film's great. It's iconic and there's a reason why it's played on TV every year, among other films, of course. But yeah, it doesn't.
It's not on my list. I'm not saying.
No.
Gus Griswold?
Now, why?
The Griswolds.
The Griswolds, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Why did you all screw up your face when I said The Santa Claus? Because I'd still say top three.
The movie just sucks.
No, the movie's good. I like it. I was just surprised.
Why does it suck, Thomas?
Not enough David Krumholtz probably is my big criticism. Whenever I remember he's in it, I'm like, well, he should be the main character.
Okay.
I don't like Tim Allen very much. I don't think the Santa Claus movies are my style. I don't have a nostalgic attachment to them like I do Muppet Christmas
Carol. See, I thought that was another one we would have watched a lot of.
I probably watched it like twice as a kid. And even as a kid, I was like, don't know about this one. Like, it just didn't really register for
me. I watched that a lot as a kid. I think that's kind of where it resonates for me.
You know, you've got those things when you're young enough that you love everything.
Yeah.
And you're 8 or 9, and then you watch something you don't like and you think about, you're like, well, what's wrong with me? Because I like everything. And I do think The Santa Claus was one of those as a kid where I was like, I don't like this.
What?
So there must be something wrong because everything's good as far as I know.
So when did your self-loathing start?
There we go.
This is a fun time.
So here's my
Christmas.
List.
So can I tell you a story about Christmas?
Please.
My family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
That's what my parents told me. My parents told me they were getting a divorce Christmas morning.
Okay.
So, you know.
Am I the only one to not talk about my parents' divorce on a pod yet?
Yeah, but you talk about it every other day with us.
Aren't you a bastard child? So it doesn't really matter. It's null and void.
Yeah, it's a myth.
I could be anyone.
Jesus Christ.
I think we need to talk about also How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey.
That's my third.
As the Grinch. Fire.
Good Jim Carrey. Good. Look, the film itself.
Yeah.
Look, if you take Jim Carrey out, meh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Same with every film he's in.
Whatever. Kinda.
In his comedy roles.
You just spoke about,
but his characterization in that, and the jokes, and the delivery on the jokes are so funny.
Yes, he's so good.
Now, the Elf for me, I went and watched Elf when I was in year 8, I think, and it was like I went as a couple thing. It was like a double date thing with one of my old mates. We took these girls because we were like, we want to go watch a movie, but we don't really care what movie we see. That happened to be it, and we got like I think 40 minutes in, and Batty and I just named him, but Batty and I looked at each other and we're like, this is kind of good. I did not expect this. And like even in year 8, because in year 8 you just want to shit on everything because it's popular and funny and whatever. We had a really good time and then every year I go back to it. Will Ferrell is so endearing in that film.
Some of his best work. So silly. But that's the joy of it. And like most Christmas movies kind of have that air of like.
And it's Favreau.
Silly. Oh yeah.
John Favreau, which he just gets it. He gets the important qualities of whatever it is that he's directing and writing and filming. And milks it a little bit.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart dude.
I wish I had more of an attachment to it. I do like it.
Watch
but
it.
I've probably only seen it. I've seen it a few times. I think it's good, but
watch
I should
it
watch
Even
it.
Even Zooey Deschanel's maybe. Not insufferable.
I mean, I think Zooey Deschanel is the most pointless part of that movie. It's
very
strange that she's in it and, you know, that she ends up attracted to Buddy by the end is kind of.
I don't buy it.
No.
I also don't buy it. I don't like James Caan in it because I feel like he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, but that works.
That works though. 100%.
I like James Caan in it. I remember watching that as a kid and being like, this man.
Yeah, but everything you hear about behind the scenes is like, I think Will Ferrell's an idiot and this sucks.
He embodies every part of Bar Humbug in that film that you need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of great.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we managed to get all the way through this without someone making some cuck choice like Die Hard at least. Well, no one had that on their list or anything.
Here's my B list.
Here's
my B list.
I could see he had it.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
It does. No, it says not technically Christmas on my list.
Okay, right? Well then why are you bringing it up?
Because it's like we've got Die Hard. You've got Home Alone.
That's a Christmas movie.
That's straight up a Christmas movie. It happens at Christmas.
Is it?
And yes, because the family come back and they have a Christmas, like they do presents.
So you
all about.
Qualify that.
Yes, because Die Hard.
Well, then
is
I don't know anymore.
I don't know if Die Hard takes place at Christmas.
I think it goes Elf, Home Alone.
Does Die Hard take place at Christmas? Yeah, is that the whole
there's
bit?
A Christmas party.
I know how stupid this makes me sound. I've seen that movie once. Like, I really need to watch Die Hard again.
That you're the stupid part of this whole story.
That's literally what I just said.
No, I just wanted to reiterate.
I think Shakespeare in Love is a good Christmas movie.
God, Frank.
face.
Batman Returns, Christmas Frick. Film.
Batman Returns actually is a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Thank That's you. A good argument. I don't think it should be counted.
Bad Santa.
Yes. That's a good call. That I like is Bad a Santa.
It's troubling because Billy Bob is like, he's drunk the entire time.
It's problematic at best.
Bad Santa? No. I don't think you can get more politically correct and woke than Bad Santa.
The whole film is deeply upsetting and so funny.
I like that movie.
I've only seen it once.
And then, then Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. You ain't get a shit right for a week when he's like having sex with the girl.
I don't remember that in Live Action. No,
you don't remember when.
That's Keira Knightley, I think. Yeah. And she says that.
She says that.
Yeah.
You're not going to shit right for a week.
Oh, you're not going to shit right for a week.
Oh, God, it's lovely, isn't it? I look quite pretty.
That is traditionally, at Christmas time, everybody's watching Love Actually.
Yeah, because it's.
Why?
These things are forced upon us. Are some are born Christmas movies?
I want to know the science behind it.
Or is Christmas movie thrust upon you?
I'm asking the science behind it. Why do you think?
The science behind it?
If we
huge cast, makes money, easy to play on TV.
Therefore a Christmas film? Sure.
No, the science behind it, Love Actually.
Listen to the question, Frank.
Who said that?
Frank's just talking. He's not even actually thinking about what he's talking about.
Well, you asked him about science, so that was a bad call.
Science. Like, that's true.
Okay,
that's true.
I've got my Bunsen burner.
Okay, yeah.
It set my tree alight.
Why is Love Actually?
It's set at Christmas. It's about.
That's it. So that's at the moment, that seems to be the rule.
Your argument is there's an essence to a Christmas film. It's about like family and morals and it's about Christmas. Mm. Die Hard's not about Christmas. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to have that argument.
But that's about family.
No.
Yes.
So the Fast and the Furious movies.
Yes.
Done.
Without a Christmas tree or Santa.
All right. I'm in it.
I'm just saying.
Frank's grinding his teeth.
When you brought this up, we're doing a short and sweet. We're doing best or favorite Christmas film of all time.
Favorite and or best and.
My brain went into fried panic mode because I didn't know what to choose because
you gotta stop ordering the fried panic.
What are the
too many calories?
See, he doesn't want to contribute.
No,
to
no,
the,
no. Continue
the conversation. I didn't know what to do. I think it's a very obvious conundrum.
Well, there's an obvious one we haven't mentioned. I wasn't going to bring it up because I thought someone else would, which is Nightmare Before Christmas,
Halloween film.
Awful.
What?
No, it's a Christmas film.
In itself is a
I think unless you have a movie that's called The Christmas Time Killer and it's about like a man slaughtering women and dressing up in their intestines and you're like, okay, not a Christmas movie. Like if it's got
Isn't that
Christmas
called The Terrifier? Isn't that like an actual thing?
Which I guess is a Christmas movie.
He's wearing
movie,
a Christmas
right?
hat, right?
I think so. I think if it's got Christmas in the title, that's it. It's a Christmas movie. I don't
Christmas,
think there's a
lot. Yeah, Christmas in a title.
It's like fuck Christmas or whatever. Like maybe that movie's not a Christmas movie.
Bad Santa.
And then it's just taking place in July for no reason, whatever.
It hates Christmas.
But like otherwise it's a Christmas movie if it's got Christmas in the title, right?
Yeah. I think we all know this and I think you're stirring the pot deliberately. You know that Die Hard's not
of
a Christmas movie.
Of course I am. Because I'm trying to make you more interesting. I'm trying to I'm trying to let you engage.
I feel very engaged.
You just like fuck a Christmas?
Oh,
I do love Christmas.
Frank or Christmas?
Isn't there like the Jack Frost, the Frosty the Snowman horror movies?
Yeah, there's a few.
You remember those?
Yeah. I grew up, vivid memory of having a babysitter and when I snuck out of bed one night, I was meant to be in bed. Her and her boyfriend were watching a Christmas film.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought.
Careful.
And when I peeked over the couch to watch it as well, it was a slasher. It was a Christmas slasher. It was horrible. I should have a vivid memory of
and
it.
And I must be stopped.
Your brains can take you wherever you want
I think everyone's going
and they're on
there.
The couch and
okay,
I'm
it just, was porn. What do we want to say?
No, I just thought you were just going to cop something right in the eye. Just
I heard this weird groan. Yeah.
But like, there was Santa running around a house with an axe murdering his family. It was horrendous.
Explains a lot.
That sounds cool.
Anything else? Wait, what's our favourites? Just quickly name the actual favourites.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Elf.
What did I say?
Oh, no. Home Alone.
Home Alone, Elf.
Yeah.
Home Alone's okay.
You didn't say either of those. That was both of them.
I think maybe How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But I don't really love Christmas movies. I should preface the whole thing.
This
whole thing's null and void.
I don't know why we did this.
We got to the end of this and Frank hasn't decided.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you,
from the pals.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Love you, pals. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
You're a jerk.
Thank thanks for listening to Throwing the Pal. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We'll wash you in Merry Christmas and give you some beer.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
I'm Marcus.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, we will.
I'm Thomas.
Give us an Instagram and say Merry Christmas. We love you. What? We love
you.
Quithmouth. Throwing the Pal.